Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings and welcome to the show. We're homeward bound, folks. We're homeward bound after 5 months. We're heading back home. Enough of this nonsense. Time to get back, see some family, see some friends. Hope the noise in the background isn't too much. It's the van running. Because it's a whopping 19 degrees here in Wood Falls, Nebraska, where the mobile wagon is broadcasting the show from the parking lot of a truck stop. That's right. We're out here getting our education in life from all of the things that affect everybody else. Good to be homeward bound. Good to see gas prices down, man. $2.49 a gallon in Nebraska. Wow. I guess Putin has done something to the gas prices, because when they went up, they were Putin's fault. So now that they're going down, they must be Putin's fault also. Or you could blame the absolute atrocious economy. The economy that's been absolutely decimated by the actions of a bunch of germophobic, paranoid, delusional people who made up shit. See, the funny thing is they made up stuff. They admitted it. They admitted that there was no science behind the masks, and they admitted there was no science behind the distancing. All they did was isolate people in their homes, which kept them from going out in public, which kept them from exposing themselves to small doses of germs, which made their immune system go lax. And now that everybody's back socializing, lo and behold, there's a whole bunch of people sick. You know what's funny about the people sick right now, though? Remember when it was election time before Trump, while they were trying to destroy him? It was, the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. Where is your concern for the hospitals now? The hospitals are fuller than they have been at any point during COVID, and there's not a single story nationwide about how overwhelmed we are, fearful for the hospitals. Could it be because an election is done? Because it's pretty obvious, if you've been watching the Twitter files, the FBI, a department of the U.S. government, was actively interfering with our election. Remember, you guys have done that. Russia, 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 Russia. Well, we've got proof, something you never had in all your Russian interference. We have proof. We have the emails. We have the communications. We have it all, thanks to Elon Musk, who is now no longer the favorite lib because he's speaking out against libs. And so the cancel culture is just trying to cancel Elon because they don't want anybody but them to have free speech. That is a fact. They don't want anybody to have free speech except for their whiny little bitch asses. I hope this is sounding good. I got a new headset. I listened to last week's show, and I was trying to do it on the speaker, and it just, I hope this sounds better, because you won't listen if it doesn't sound good, because the only reason you're here is for my glorious and wonderful voice. I am quite sure. But no, seriously, folks, the Twitter dump makes Watergate look like child's play. And the question is, when are you going to get upset that an administration, a sitting administration, actively interfered with an election? actively spied on. Remember Donald Trump? They're spying on me. You're all like, he's so stupid. Everything he has said is proving true. So my question to you is, when exactly are you going to sit here and go, okay, there's something to this? When are you going to pull your head out of your butt and look around you? When are you going to go, we're heading down there? Because now the new budget, air quotes, they haven't had a budget in years. Folks, how many people in your house and you just live with no budget? Well, see, you can't. But the government can, because they just print, because the goal here is to destroy the dollar. Folks, around the world, they are setting up to replace the petrodollar. If they replace the dollar as the only unit to buy oil, the dollar will crash. It already should be crashed. It's already trash. They have printed. They are destroying the dollar on purpose. How do you know it's on purpose? You name me what you would do differently. Tell me what you'd do differently to destroy the dollar than what we're already doing. Absolute, unchained, reckless spending. We're $130 trillion in debt if you include the unfunded liabilities. If you just want to talk about the number that everybody seems to agree on, we're $31 trillion in debt and sending billions to China, a Chinese energy company. Gee, I wonder who worked in the Chinese. That would be Hunter Biden. Folks, we have the biggest criminal family in the White House that ever existed. But you don't care. You absolutely do not care, because your guy's in there, and your guy wouldn't do you bad. Guess what, folks? It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's going to be a dandy. So I'm off. Let's get rid of this background noise. That'll make it better. Sorry, I hope that wasn't too bad, but boy, I am trying to warm this car up because it is cold. It's a whopping 18 degrees now. So I was trying to build some heat up into the wagon so I can enjoy doing the show rather than sitting here freezing. Oh, by the way, folks, keep your eyes open. I'll be letting you know when the Amazon Prime special is released. We just completed the fall tour, folks, and I'm going to tell you something. The heartland of America is very strong, and they're very wise. And that's why the Democrats put all these blue marks in these cities, because these cities are full of dumb libs. You know, that I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break it to you. It's really good to have been out there amongst the people, amongst the good people of America in the small towns. And I'm going to tell you what, I had a really fantastic time. I really did. It's been a great couple of months doing shows is what it's been. But America's got some crises going on right now. And see, the reason it feels so bad right now is because of the simple fact that they're hiding. They can't look. You can't look at the paper week after week. Or I say paper. Boy, I just aged myself. You cannot look at the internet. You cannot look at the internet day after day and watch people drop dead and not go, what's going on? Of course, you're told. See, remember this. During the whole Rona thing, when you said it's not that deadly, you were ignored. When you said it came from a Wuhan lab, misinformation. When you said the plastic hanging from the ceiling doesn't work, quit your whining. When you were forced to wear a mask, it's got some kind of background to it. No, it doesn't. They admitted they lied. When they said 2.25 million dead by the summer, that was wrong. Every single thing that the people, the purveyors of the truth, has been wrong. Every single thing that they said was wrong and was misinformation was actually the truth. So here we sit, an upside down world where lies are the truth and truth are lies. This was the whole point behind the First Amendment. The First Amendment was definitely designed to protect speech that you considered misinformation, air quotes. It was. Because always remember, in the past, it was unpopular thought and misinformation that slavery was bad.
Yeah.
And because of the First Amendment, because of the ability to speak thoughts that were considered to be untrue, slavery was overturned. Because unpopular opinions could be heard because there were no fact checkers. You know, people deciding what's true. No. The open arena of public ideas is where the truth is discovered. Because if you are speaking the truth, you do not mind a challenge to what you are saying. If you are speaking propaganda that is a lie, you do not like to be challenged because somebody might actually prove that what you said is wrong. They were wrong on every single thing, folks. Every single thing. Yet they suppressed anything that was against their narrative. So what are you going to do? Are you going to allow free speech to continue to be suppressed because it goes against what you think? Exactly the speech that was supposed to be protected, the speech you do not agree with. That is the whole point behind the First Amendment. You don't need to protect speech you agree with. You need to protect speech you do not agree with. And don't forget all these little nattering nannies ran around here. Well, Trump said, we need to suspend the Constitution. Trump said, we need to suspend the Constitution. Hey, the Democrats are just suspending the Constitution actively. They are using a government agency to suppress speech. That, look, oh, Trump said grab him by the pussy. Trump said Biden's out there doing it. Look at his daughter's diary, folks. He got in the shower with her. What kind of disgusting lech is he? He sniffs kids. There's video of him with this little girl in front of him, and he forgets where his hands are, and he puts them on her little breast, and she brushes them away. And I'd have been standing there and saw him touch my daughter like that, president or not, I would have knocked the piss out of him. This is unreal, folks. Unreal what we're watching. I can't even tell you. It's unreal, man. I don't get how you can sit around and see what's happening and say this is okay. There's a large number of us out here who are very much aware of what's going on. People go, you're conspiracy theorists. They're not trying to ruin it. Oh, they are. The Democrats are trying to ruin America so that they can reshape it. If you don't look, folks, Cloward and Piven, they all live by that book. Tear it down, destroy it, reinsert what you want. And what they want is they want a socialist government. They want the government to control your car. They want the government to control your money. They want the government to control your health care. They want the government to be in control because they're the smartest people, and you are mere rubes out there in flyover country. Folks, if you don't wake up soon, there's going to be nothing to wake up to. I'll tell you where my point is. I'll tell you where my breaking point is. And this is where my breaking point is. When they come after your money and give you that digital money, that'll be the end of it for me. That's when I'll quit obeying 100%. It should be for you. Because the people who just reported they lost another $2 trillion, you know, after the $7 trillion they announced the day before 9-1-1, the day when terrorists operating from a cave overcame America's sophisticated air defense network and masterfully flew 3 planes into buildings that just coincidentally had all the information on the missing money, and it just coincidentally all disappeared that day away with one terrorist attack that also took away all your rights, all your freedoms under the name of patriotism. You're a 9-1-1 denier. You're damn right I am. Folks, you got to believe that physics ceased to exist that day to believe the absolute garbage story we were fed. What made it even more obvious was the Wile E. Coyote cutout on the side of the building of the plane's impression, where aluminum that is crushed by birds cut through box steel like it was butter. And then, with uneven damage, all of the support structures just decided, even though they were designed redundantly, even though they were designed to stop exactly what happened, even though they were designed to handle the impact of the plane that they got hit by, even though all of that, even though every construction demolition guy will tell you the hardest thing to do is to drop a building in its footprint, with all of that, 3 buildings, and yes, 3, don't forget, there was another World Trade Center that got hit by the debris from the tall buildings that magically collapsed all at once, uniform, straight down to its own footprint, just like the other 3 did, when never in history has a skyscraper come down because of fire. But don't pay no attention to that. No, it's like this January 6th farce. Don't pay attention to the videos that showed the police letting in there. Don't pay attention to the videos where police stood by as nothing happened. Don't pay attention to the evidence that Nancy Pelosi turned down the National Guard and just happened to have a film crew following her around that day. Ignore all of what are obvious, irrefutable facts and believe the farce that's being played by the Democrats, who have lied on the elections, lied about January 6th, have been on a witch hunt. Russia, Russia, Russia. While we have actual proof in a laptop of a sitting president's son, which show him as, well, maybe the big guy. Do you think they were talking about? What made Hunter Biden important? His paintings? Because he's certainly a talented, air quote, painter. If his daddy wasn't president, people would be wiping their butts with his pictures. But because he's, you know, a daddy's son, he's getting millions for his artwork, air quotes. I think they did that same thing in Miami during the drug days. You know what I'm saying? Man, folks. Quit listening to the media. It is obvious they have been rigged, bought, and fixed by the United States government. the watchdog that was supposed to watch over the government has now crawled in bed with the government, and they are actively spreading misinformation. The people saying there is misinformation are the ones spreading it. And you want to know the truth? I don't want to shut them down. I do not want them to quit putting out their opinion, because it is free speech. And I want them to speak their stupidity so that it can be exposed. But both sides have to have the ability to access the press, and both sides need the ability to have their ideas heard so that you can decide as an individual what you think government narrative. So, it's got to be that time already. So we will fire off some commercials and we'll be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free. And freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech. Freedom of religion. Freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government. And with three little words. We the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon, but when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on? Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flawed, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
And
we're back.
I don't know if you've caught this. You know, you're certainly not going to hear it in the mainstream media. The data coming out of Britain, Australia, Canada, the highly vaccinated places, you know, the places where they would actually come with the military and cart you away, because, see, Canada and Australia and all those places, they don't have gun rights. And so their government can do whatever the hell they want. And that's the other thing. I heard this the other day. This was brilliant. Somebody sat there and said that the Second Amendment was for hunting. The only reason the Second Amendment is in there is not for hunting. It is in case your government becomes tyrannical. That's the only reason for it. They didn't just finish hunting deer when they wrote the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. They had just been in a war. Freely was considered the most important amendment. That's why it is number one. And then the Second Amendment was guns, because without guns, you have no recourse. Ask all them people in China standing in line if they would like a gun. Ask all the Australians that were locked down who had turned in their guns if they wanted their guns back. The first thing a government does is disarm you. And that's exactly why they have stepped back and quit trying to fight crime, because they want it to become so horrendous that they can sweep in as your saviors, take away the bad guy's guns, which is your gun. You see, this is the funny thing. Now, people talk about what a deterrent gun laws are. Because if you do something bad, we'll take... Okay, after you released a Russian arms dealer, you can shut up forever about your concern over guns. Because your concern over guns did not stop you from releasing the most dangerous man in the world for what? A basketball player. Every joke, every meme. This was the worst trade in W. Hey. Guns now. If you were so damn concerned about guns, you sure as hell wouldn't have given a Russian arms dealer back. Oh, and don't forget the trade they made for Bergdahl. We need to vote them out. Look, everybody goes, well, the election, last election wasn't a wave. It wasn't a wave because look at the places where there was a contested election and they were all tampered with. What evidence do you have, man? That's the whole thing. I could give you evidence and you'll just go, oh, that didn't happen. No, that didn't happen. No, it did happen. Why in all of the races that took time to count did it come up such a nice hair win when in Florida there was a wipeout? And their votes were counted quickly because time gives you time to lie, gives you time to produce. If you watch 2,000 Mules, where they set up geofences to track people. Oh, by the way, the same geofences that the January 6th committee supposedly used. So why is it evidence for that, for an election? Because they are putting on a show trial. And these headlines, Dawn faces a week of trouble. Dawn faces this. This has been going on for 6 years. I'm so sick of listening. Oh, Donald's finished. Oh, Donald's finished. Oh, Donald's finished. Which finished is it? The one where Hillary Clinton played for fake news and then the FBI, which was on social media, limiting free speech. Oh, there was interference in the election, but it sure as hell wasn't Russian. It was made right here in the good old USA, courtesy of the Democrat Party. And until you unhitch your wagon from the party and start being concerned about the security of the United States, keep spiraling down this toilet. And there's going to be problems. Because I'll be damned if you're going to take my money for this digital currency. I, for one, will not stand for it. I didn't stand for your bullshit vaccine. I didn't take Uncle Sam's little prick. I didn't cover my mouth. I wasn't Weinstein like the rest of you were. You had better stand in your ground. Trump actions merit insurrection charges, Schiff says. The same bullshit that was in on that farce of, well, I heard somebody say that they heard Donald Trump say, and his interpretation was, that would have never got into a real court. That was the most hearsay of hearsay evidence ever. Dawn faces a week of headaches. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of Drudge. Drudge has turned into a Democrat shill. Criminal referrals. Why don't you get to Hunter Biden's laptop? We better. Because that boy was involved in a lot of shady shit. Ain't no two ways about it. And Hillary, it's funny. You guys are still stuck on her emails. Yeah, she had a private, unsecured. Like I said, if the Republicans did a quarter of what the Democrats did, there would be hell to pay. But the Democrats can do whatever they want because their little whiny, nattering mob will go along with everything they say and will not do their own research because that's not hip and trendy to do your own research. You're supposed to just follow along with the narrative, get in line, and just be happy. Oh, Twitter users vote for Musk to step down as CEO. You mean the people who are upset that everybody else got their free speech back? Folks, you have got to understand why they hate Donald so much. Listen to, go look up Dave Chappelle's Saturday Night Live monologue. And you'll understand. He put it so eloquently that it was just, there was nothing really left to be said. And he got her correct. He got her correct the sense of what he got her. And if you listen to what he says, everything he said makes 100% sense. It sure does. It makes so much sense as to not even be funny. Oh, let's see here. Neuralink scrutinized CNN chief informed vitriol from left stunning. Let's read this. This ought to be interesting. It's from thehill.com. Sorry, my internet's a little slow right now because my unlimited, air quotes, AT&T gets throttled at 26 gigabytes. And I've been out here on the highway trying to do business. And so they have cut my speed way back because I use too many of my unlimited minutes. See, it's funny. It's funny because we're told that the conservatives are the ones who are violent. We're told the conservatives that time after time after time, it's the libs that are violent. Chris Licks, who became CEO of CNN earlier this year, says he's been surprised by the uninformed vitriol directed at him from liberals because they are unhinged people, folks. They want everything their way or they will throw a temper tantrum and cancel you and aggressively attack you while you eat dinner. And what are they up? Here's what they're upset about. He's going to take CNN from a left trash rag to the center. They're this upset about it merely moving to the center because their ideas go chamber for them to seem reasonable. Unless you're stupid. And there is a, see, the bell curve shows that there is a large quantity of stupid people in this country. About 30%. And that's surprisingly the rock-ribbed support of the Democrat Party. So you get what I'm saying to you? You get what I'm saying to you? They ting your speech because they can't defend themselves in the arena of ideas. And here, this is the other one. We've been told we got a pre-Christmas storm threatens major Arctic blast. What happened to global warming? What happened to it? This, personally, I travel every fall. I do a tour every fall. This is the worst snow I have seen. I lost 2 gigs in the past week. These are the coldest temperatures. It's been 0-7 degrees at night, minus night. It's a global warming. This is another false narrative, just like the Rona. Except they have been able to keep this lie going since the 70s. And they've changed it back and forth. It's going to heat up. It's going to get cold. It's going to, yeah, guess what? Climate heats up and gets cold. Climate changes. We were an ice ball on this planet 3 times, 4 times in the past. What changed? Because man wasn't here. It had to do it on its own. Man was not here, and it went through all these climate changes because that's what climate does. It changes without our help. On its own, completely by itself. You can ignore history just like you always do. But the facts are the facts. The weather has changed. There are cycles. It goes through cycles. We cannot change them. This is the next lockdown, kids. See, the pandemic was a trial run to see how many of you Charlie Browns would obey. And a bunch of you did. You went right along with this garbage. Not me. I turned down Uncle Sam's little prick. I wore a mask for maybe 10 or 15 minutes through the whole pandemic. And guess what? All this other stuff that everybody's been getting that's making them so sick didn't make me that sick. Because my immune system was not ruined by your stupidity. Because I wouldn't listen to your garbage and your BS. Because I did my own research. Because I know bullshit when I see it. And you've been scammed. And some of you are just waking up. But the problem is, it's too late for you. You've already altered your body irreversibly. I see a lot of nervous people who took Uncle Sam's little prick, wondering exactly what they've done to their body. Day after day, there is another story. And look at the rampant cancer lately. Well, it's because they missed their treatments. No, it's not. I don't believe the way cancer is treated anyhow. There are so many other methods that are better than poisoning you half to death. There is so much hope in marijuana research, and that is why marijuana was kept illegal for so long, because it probably is the cure, and you can't make millions on a plant, or billions, should I say. That's what Pfizer and Moderna are making, billions with a B. And we're not talking 1 or 2 billion. We're talking $50 billion on a forced experimental vaccine with incredible side effects, which include death. And it is still on the market. So the next time you try to tell me the FDA approves something, you can piss all the way off with that. Because the FDA approving something means nada, zip, zero. It's whoever paid them. They're just as corrupt as the rest of the government has become. So, where's the global warming? Where is it? Because I sure could use some of it right now. Well, here, the coming tax revenue reckoning. The federal state governments have a good pandemic, enjoying the gusher of tax revenue and federal largesse. But those fat years are coming to an end, and political class in most places isn't ready for it. The latest evidence came this month in the federal revenue news for October and November. The first 2 months of 2023 fiscal year, revenue rose only 1%. Increase. Oh, of course there was a 21% increase in the fiscal 22 because you let us go back to work. You were done with your paranoid, delusional lockdowns. You were done with your paranoid, delusional masks because Donald had been defeated, air quotes. Oh, don't worry, those, you know, all those thousands of new IRS agents, they're only going for people making $400,000 up, but you got to report $600 purchases. See, that's what's funny. When you go down this Drudge Report, it's bullshit, bullshit. Britney, dad, break silence. I say, I don't give a shit about Britney. I don't give a shit about the Kardashians. I don't give a shit about football. What I'm concerned about is we're watching the absolute destruction of America. And it's happening while you watch sports, you know, just like the Romans did at the Colosseum. Oh, look at this. Trash trucks. The pandemic started it. Philadelphia is going down the hole. There's parts of Philadelphia that if you're in it and you're white, you're done. Now, imagine if I said, there are parts of Alabama that if you're black, you're done. Oh, that's racism. Oh, that's racism. There's racists down there. But in Philly, oh, it's just, payback. It's payback. Oh, wow. We got time for commercials. I kind of got sidetracked a little, is what I did, because I was enjoying much. So, here we go. We're going to got to find some commercials. Sorry, it's kind of hard to do this from the van in the parking lot while I'm trying to get some heat in here. So here we go. Commercials. We'll be right back.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com. Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation. Virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood,
stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
You know that's my favorite commercial, because it says so much. It says so much about being brave, being strong, being steadfast. Something this country needs a lot of right now. Not these little scared sissy boys running around. Let's see here. Border city strained ahead of expected migrant surge. El Paso, state of emergency. This is Biden's America, folks. And for all you people who are against borders, I'm quite sure you will open your doors of your house, just remove the doors, put your keys in your car and leave it. Whoever wants to take it can use it, because how you to be so jingoistic and think that you have the right to own a home on the land that you took. See, it's funny, you all sit there and spread a whole bunch of BS about, you know, how this should be given back and all this other stuff. But when it comes time to do it, nope, you won't. You will tell everybody else how to do it. You will let the government tell everybody else how to do it. But you yourself will not participate because it is difficult and you want to pass the difficult. Like, you don't want to go to your neighbor and say, hey, give me money. I know that, but you have Uncle Sam go take money from other people. You're good with that. You're good with that. You're like, sure, go take their money at gunpoint. Well, taxes are voluntary to him. Bullshit. Taxes have never been voluntary. If they were truly voluntary, nobody would pay them. You got what I'm saying? If they were truly voluntary, nobody would pay them. They wouldn't. All these IRS agents, they're going to need stuff to do, and they're going to be coming after you, folks. They're going to be coming after your money, and they're going to do it with guns that you paid for. And that is the sad part. And the thing is, you don't even realize. You don't. You sit there and you go, oh, the government's good. No government is good. Matter of fact, our whole founding is based on the fact that governments are not good. Big governments are not good. Everything, read the Constitution. Read the Bill of Rights. Everything is based on the assumption that government is bad. Everything. The whole point behind the whole Constitution, Bill of Rights, is that government is not good. That's the whole point. They realized by studying all past governments that all governments turn bad. Ours is no exception. Ours is no exception. But the border crisis, something has to be done. Just like the debt crisis, something has to be done. There has to be some kind of changes. We just keep kicking this can down the road and kicking this can down the road and kicking this can down the road because nobody wants to deal with it because they're all career politicians and they don't want to lose that cushy job where they get to tell people what to do while ignoring what they tell people to do. That's what's going on. That's exactly it. Well, let's see what they got to say about Carrie Lake. See, this is what's funny. They're like, she's just a crazy person. She's just a crazy person because she doesn't go along with liberal values. Yet you can watch the stuff that happened out there. There is so much corruption in voting right now because computers can change anything and you can't track it. That's why we need paper ballots. I'm sorry. Because you know what the beauty of paper ballots is? You can go back and check them. And you can see it. And you can hold it. But with these machines, there's no tracking. Oh, we can show you. No, you can't. I can write a program that will cover up everything. And they get it. Something's got to be done. Our elections are definitely compromised. Oh, look at this. They're happy to put this one. This is a great one. This, I got to read this one. A mass exodus from Christianity is underway in America. Here's why. While the number of Americans who celebrate Christmas as a cultural holiday is going strong, there's been a shocking rise in the number of people ditching Christianity, what sociologists call non-verbs. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Christianity has been under assault for many, many years, and the reason why is because they're moral people. Oh, no, I know a lot of Christians. No, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of bad Christians, too. Don't get me wrong. But see, they have to wipe God out of the country for what's about to happen to happen. And we are at 40 to 50 years into the liberal experiment where you don't spank your kids and God doesn't exist and everything's okay. Just everything's okay. You just go along with it. You can't judge anybody. There's no such thing as a woman. It's, you know, they cheer killing babies. So that's the whole Democrat platform. They are actually excited about their right to kill their babies. And I'm for it. I'm for your right. I am. Don't get me wrong. I'm for it. I'm not for making outlawing abortion. No, I'm not. If you want to kill your baby, just be honest about what you're doing. Don't sit there and try to say, oh, I'm aborting a fetus. No, you're killing a baby. Your party is for killing babies, and you cheer and vote openly because you want the right to kill babies. Now, I don't think the government should say. Now, I know a lot of conservatives will hate me for that, between you and God. You'll have to face that one day. That child will probably be waiting to greet you. Yes, I believe in an afterlife. I don't give a shit if you do. But I can tell you one thing. This immoral experience that we've been going through, tell me it's better. There's been a genocide in the black community. Over 40 million dead black babies killed by their moms. Not by whitey, by their moms. But say anything about it, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're a conservative. This is bad, folks. And as we become a more immoral society, even our founders understood that if we were not a moral people, our system of government would not work. Our system of government counts on people being moral and self-controlled and regulated. It's not based on the supposition that government is good. It's based on the supposition that people are good. And, you know, young adults are leading the mass exodus. Of course they are, because they know everything. So, as you watch the world fall apart, realize that we're becoming less religious and correlation does not equal causation. Huh. Earth could face a mass extinction by 2100. You think? New study shows extinction will wipe out over a quarter of world biodiversity. Experts blame land use, climate change, and over-exploitation of resources. Oh, man, folks. I truly, truly am concerned about what is going on. Global warming that they are pushing, this narrative that they are pushing has been debunked by thousands of scientists, has been debunked over and over and over again. Matter of fact, they've been caught gerrymandering and fixing their data so that they can continue to show every one of the climate models has missed. Everything they've said has been untrue for years, yet they still push it. Just like Uncle Sam's little prick. Just like the Rona garbage. And they've found that you're willing. They just have to find the right sales pitch to get you to give up your rights. And you gave up your rights for safety, and what you got in return was deeper under their thumb, and you got zero safety out of it. You got zero. You lost. You lost your savings. You lost your house. You lost your job. You lost your ability to travel. What did you gain in return? Absolutely nothing. The lockdowns had zero effect on the virus. And now that the truth is coming out, you can only hide it for so long. And when people find out, there should be no forgiveness. You people have, you know, oh, that's cold-hearted, Dan. No, they were cold-hearted to us. They didn't give a shit. They sent you home. They said, sit down, shut up, and like your porridge. They said, you shouldn't get medical treatment. They went and let you go see family members. Screw them. When we find out that this is a lie, every single one of them should be prosecuted in a Nuremberg-style trial, and there should be severe penalties. I am for the death penalty for these liars that have ruined people's lives, caused more harm than this virus ever did. And by the way, there's real proof coming out. It was engineered, if you listen. It was not a coincidence that it showed up next to a lab that was doing gain-of-function research. They have created something that was designed to make people sick. And it worked. But wasn't as deadly as they wanted it. This was not an accident. This was not an oops. This was none of that. Oh, wow. It looks like the Drudge app is cracked. That is wrong. Sorry, folks. I'm working on a weak cell signal. And sometimes it gets to be a little different. Let's get down here. New York Times publishes crossword puzzle resemblance crossword. Wow. Oh, of course, this is news. Avatar sequel struggles at the box office. Who gives a shit? Put that in entertainment news. It ain't got nothing to do with news. Oh, and of course, we've still got the war going over in Ukraine that we've spent $50 billion plus dollars on. And all we got was a crash crypto and Democrat contribution for it. Oh, my God, man. I wish the world could get along. I wish the world didn't fight. I wish people were peaceful. I wish the world was happy. But unfortunately, right now, folks, we're in a real pickle barrel. And it's all been created by the world governments. People didn't create this. World governments created this. Put them together and take a government out of it and let them live side by side. They develop ways to get along. But governments, how many people started World War One? It was the governments. How many people started Vietnam? It was the governments. How many people started World War Two? It was the governments. The most dangerous thing on planet Earth is the governments. From coast to coast, from continent to continent, governments are the true evil of the world. Governments are responsible for millions upon millions of deaths. People, not so much. That's why our founders founded our world based on the fact that government cannot be trusted. That's the whole reason behind our foundation. Government cannot be trusted. Well, the Drudge app just keeps crashing, so we're going to move over to Facebook. Oh, look at this. What is this? Let's see what that happens. Let's see what that's saying. Is this another? Okay. That's not, they said he fell from an apartment building. It just looked like another one of them. Look at that. State of emergency declared at Texas border. How long are we just going to kick this can? I guess as long as we're going to kick the debt can. Wow, look at that. Time's up on us again. Oh, man. I don't know what to say, folks. I'm getting to the point where it's almost like talking is pointless. All right, last commercial break, closing of the show. Be right back.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love? Your marriage? Maybe your diet? Or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, dum-dum.
And we're back. Time for the last 14 minutes of the show. Ah, look at this. Christine Hall reveals she's dealing with unexplained health stuff. Let's see what that is. Oh, it's tied to her breast implants. Oh, well. Or football stuff. Wow, this is just, there's no real news. There's just no news. It's just, Nope. Have you noticed, here's one, Billy Joel shares health update. Have you noticed how many stars, you know, Bruce Willis, facial recognition, Justin Bieber, screwed up face, all these highly vaccinated people are having all of these mysterious problems, but correlation does not equal causation. Always remember that. Oh. Just nothing. I just don't get it. There's nothing in here. This is all just garbage. Absolute garbage. Why am I not surprised? Oh, here's another dumb one. Teen accidentally shoots friend in the chest while playing with boats. Guns are not toys. Guns are tools. And you should not play with your gun. Wow. This is unreal, man. There's no stories in here. This is just all fluff and football. There's so much to report about. Potential for coldest air of the season. Just remember that when they come for the climate lockdown. Yeah, there was absolutely nothing in there. That was like, that was such a waste. It's just, wow. There's really nothing in the news that they're reporting. It's... They're too busy talking about Avatar struggling. See, there's a huge disconnect going on here between the narrative that your elites and your press and your politicians are trying to place on America. When we were never supposed to be ruled, we were supposed to be free. We were supposed to be able to make our own choices. Safety belt laws should be illegal. Helmet laws should be legal. How come I have to wear a safety belt to protect myself, yet you'll allow a woman to kill her baby? If it's about saving lives, your ability to force me to wear a device to save my life, yet it's not my body, my choice, when I want to save my own life. But when I want to kill a baby, it's my body, my choice. And I can hear the butt puckering out.
It's not killing a baby.
It's killing a baby. If you did nothing, what would happen? You'd have a baby. You are killing a baby. Like I said, I don't want to take away your right. I don't. See, I'm for everybody to have the free right to do. I am, as long as it stays in your yard. And if you want to kill your baby, that's definitely in your yard. But you will have to face that consequence at some point. I don't get it, folks. I don't get how we got this far down this road so quick. And I've watched it. It's been coming. It's been coming for 40 years. It started back, way back when, with the whole don't spank your kid and Dr. Spock. And we have to understand everything. No, you don't. If you want to be a woman and pretend you're a woman, go right ahead. I don't care. But do not expect me to go along with it. Seriously. I'll go along with it as you can live your life. You can do that. You can put on dress. You can put on purple hair. I don't give a shit. But when you try to force me to think it's normal, that's when I have a problem. Because I don't think it's normal.
Well, it's normal, Dan.
Normal ain't acting like a cat when you're a person, which we've got people doing now. So, what's the solution? Anybody? It sure as hell ain't what we're doing now. We're spinning this country down a rat hole. There's no right or wrong. There's rampant crime in Philly, L.A., Seattle, Portland. You know what all those places have in common? Democrats. The destruction of all these small towns in Washington and Idaho from all these stupid Democrats fleeing the state that are full of shit because they created it. So they destroyed. California was the biggest economy. It was the land of opportunity until the Democrats took it over. And now it is anything but the land of opportunity. Anything but the land of opportunity. Why do you think there's more U-Hauls leaving California than going in? Why do you think there's more businesses leaving California than going in? Why? Why is that? Is it because they're successful? Hollywood's changed, folks. That's why these movies are flopping. People are sick of this woke BS. People are sick to death. They go to movies to disconnect. And every movie has this liberal narrative strung in it. Every movie is about, oh, the environment, this and that. Now, I'm a hiker, so I love the environment. But it's funny, all these people who are supposedly environmentalists living in Oregon and Washington, which now have trash everywhere when they didn't used to. They used to be clean, pristine states, but now they're full of trash. They're full of garbage. Everywhere you pull off the side of the highway, trash. Everywhere you go, trash. Everywhere. Now, I'm going to get to this one. This is a fluff story. Try to end some, get some stuff here. It says, 47 years after making Jaws, Spielberg says he regrets the impact it had on sharks. I don't know what to say about it. See, I was a shark fisherman for quite a long time back in the 80s. And we did a lot of shark fishing. And everybody's got the – I love it when people send pictures of a shark in the surf. They're like, oh, my God, I didn't realize they were that close. But, it's the ocean. Sharks kind of live there. And guess what? They come in to shore to feed because there's less directions for prey to run when the water's shallow. And the vast majority of shark attacks are one bite. And the reason it's one bite is because they bit into you and they found out that you weren't what they thought you were. And then they let you go. Also, one of the reasons they let you go is they detect that you're not a big piece of blubber, which is what they like, because the fat content is good for them. I think that's why America's getting fatter. Shark attacks. Oh, well, man, this show is drawing to an end yet again. I will be in Osage Beach tomorrow. If you follow my link for the Thursday show, you will find me on air live with KB. And then the next stop will be Ohio, and the next stop will be home. After leaving in August, I will finally go home to sleep in my own bed, which will be a good thing, to be in my own space and not have to travel every single day. Although I do love traveling. I've had a great time. I've met some great people out here. There are so many great people in this country. It's the government's problem. It's not the people. The government that is the problem. It is the government that is dividing us. It is the government that is creating conflict. Because when you get away from the government and you get around people, people are good people. There's a lot of good out there in the heartland. These cities are full of your lib idiots, and that's why they're dangerous. Because, boy, it ain't that way out in the country. So, folks, once again, we have hit the end, and I must pack this party wagon up. I've got a couple thousand more miles until home. I'd like to thank all of you that listen. I'd like to thank all of you that understand what I'm trying to say. And I won't be back with you until next Monday, which will be after Christmas. And so I'd like to say this to everybody out there. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope everything, you get to see your family, you get to be with them. So with that being said, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.